When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each one-ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2103. When should you sell a stock? By Phil Town of Rule1Investing.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hello and welcome to another bonus Sunday episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network. Today's post comes from Optimal Finance Daily, where articles covering everything from saving to budgeting to investing and more are read to you every day. You can find Optimal Finance Daily wherever you're hearing this. So with that, here's Diana with the post and commentary as we optimize your life.
When should you sell a stock? By Phil Town of Rule1Investing.com. Determining when you should sell a stock may seem tricky, but it's actually really simple. Warren Buffett says that the ideal investment is one you can hold on to forever, growing your money for as long as you own it. However, Buffett and every other successful investor also know that there are times when selling a stock is the best path forward. So the question is, when should you sell a stock? When is the right time to sell a stock? If you've done your homework, you've bought a wonderful company at a great price. So why sell it? Just like figuring out when to purchase a stock, figuring out when to sell one can be tricky. You definitely don't want to regret the feeling that you sold something too late or too soon. So let's talk about the circumstances where you might want to sell a stock. These are not only backed by me, but by Warren Buffett and almost every other Rule Number One value type investor out there. Number one, sell a stock when the fundamentals of the company have changed. All companies change over time, sometimes for the better and sometimes for the worse. New management sometimes takes over, new competition comes onto the market, and sometimes the very fundamentals of the company itself may change. This type of change can come in many forms: a new CEO, new laws or regulations that impact the company, or a change in the core mission of the business. If the company you now own is no longer the same company that you first invested in, and you no longer have faith in its new direction, it's a good time to sell your stock. Number two, sell a stock when the price of the company has reached its intrinsic value. As Rule Number One investors, we try to purchase companies at a discount to their true value. Thankfully, various events in the market can often drive the price of a company down to 50% or more off its true value, creating an excellent buying opportunity. What happens, though, when the price of these companies that we invest in goes up to a point that it's equal to the intrinsic value of the company? When this happens, it might be a good time to exit your position. There may be times when the price of a company continues to rise even after it has surpassed the company's intrinsic value. Selling a company that is still increasing in price may seem like leaving money on the table. By the same token, though, holding on to a company that's overvalued is a risk. In these situations, it's typically best to sell your stock and be happy with the profits you've made, no matter what the stock does in the future. Heck, you just made 50% returns. Be happy. Number three, sell a stock when you have a better opportunity. While it's always ideal to have cash set aside for use in case a great investment opportunity comes up, there may be times when you want to invest more than you have available in cash. In these situations, it's perfectly okay to sell a stock in order to free up capital, even if the company has not fundamentally changed and even if the price of the company has not reached its intrinsic value. With that said, you do have to be careful that you're not caught up in the cycle of constantly searching for greener grass. If you find a stock that really is better than the stock you're considering selling, and you don't have enough money in cash to invest as much as you'd like to, selling stock to free up capital is a perfectly viable option. So when is the wrong time to sell a stock? There are a few times when it's a good idea to sell a stock, and many more times when selling a stock is the wrong thing to do. By far, the worst reason for selling a stock is a price drop. However, price drops are the number one factor that leads many investors to sell. When the price of a stock starts going down, many investors become afraid and decide to cut their losses. If you have invested in a wonderful company that has not yet reached its true value, selling that company just because of a temporary dip in price is a very short-sighted decision and a surefire way to guarantee that you never make money in the stock market. If your reason for wanting to sell a wonderful company is driven mostly by an emotion such as fear, you need to take a step back and logically determine whether or not selling the stock is really the best path forward. Ask yourself why you're not confident in your initial decision to invest. Have you really done your homework? In most of these cases, a little logic and a lot of patience is all that's required to avoid selling when you shouldn't. You just listened to the post titled, When Should You Sell a Stock? By Phil Town of RuleOneInvesting.com.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I found this article interesting because just the other day, we tackled this same question of when you should sell stocks from the perspective of a more passive investor focused on low-fee total market index funds. I think Phil offers some great advice here for more active traders who are buying individual stocks. Phil warns against getting caught up in the cycle of constantly searching for greener grass. This is exactly the reason I opt for index fund investing. I think I'd drive myself crazy if I was picking individual stocks. But for those with the interest level, time, and discipline, the more power to you. In either case, I definitely agree that we shouldn't sell our investments due to a price drop. As we've discussed in the past, the stock market is a roller coaster, and selling driven by fear is never a good strategy. But that should do it for today and another episode of Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you for your support. We so appreciate you spending time with us every day and the incredible authors who contribute to the show. Have a great start to your weekend, and I'll be back with more posts for you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.